Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great fall weather the next couple of days. The kind of weather that we dream about in the summertime, right? Blue skies and comfortable. High temperature today and tomorrow in the lower 70s. Jacket weather tonight. We're talking about upper 40s again. Then as we approach the weekend, all eyes on the Gulf of Mexico. We've been telling you about this system for a few days. Could we see a tropical depression or maybe even a tropical storm approaching the northern Gulf Coast by Saturday? Maybe. We're watching it closely. Risk of showers back in the forecast for the weekend. And this would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet to stay on top of the tropics. Go to the App Store now and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Now, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. Jack Campbell is out today. He won't be back till next Tuesday. And in studio with me this morning, Frisco Riverstone. How are you, sir?
Keeping Jack's seat warm.
Indeed, indeed. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Of course, they are a Benjamin Moore retailer, authorized Benjamin Moore retailer. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. It's where the pros go. And it's a locally owned and operated place that will actually keep customer files, well, on file. Customer files going all the way back to 2004. Why is that to your advantage? Because instead of going to a big box store, if you go to New Look Decorating, talk to Brett Lanham or Brian Carr, both passionate about paint. I don't know if I could be that passionate about paint, but as passionate as I am about, say, geopolitics or the craziness of our politics today, they're passionate about paint. It's the type of people you need. So say you go in there, you get the right paint for, say, that new bedroom. You want to spruce it up. And, you know, a few years later, you need to do some touch-ups and spruce it up once again. They will have on file the exact type of paint you use so you get the exact look you had originally. Great stuff like that. But their paint techs have long-time reputation and relationship with the best painters in town. That's what I mean by what the pros use. And they have some of the best eyes for color selection and matching existing colors in your home. You know, and maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer, and all power to you. New Look Decorating can help you there, but a lot of folks need some help, and you want somebody that has that special eye that can see what you can't see and say, oh, I think your bedroom or that dining room or the outside of that home would look great if you chose this color. So give New Look Decorating Center a call, 271-0007, 271-0007, or visit their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Again, check out New Look Decorating and give Brett Lanham a call or just go see him in person. Young guy, but he has a lot of experience in the painting business, does a fantastic job. Good, proud sponsors of the program here, News and Views. And be sure to tell them at New Look Decorating that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So, where to begin? Speaker Pelosi first commented about, oh, come on in, sir. Oh, ma'am. Oh, hello. Hello. Our next guest is joining us now. And I'm still awaiting Beau Goodson, but maybe he wanted to reschedule. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi is speaking in front of the usual press corps at the Speaker's office. And at first, she started off with poignant remarks about Elijah Cummings, and I think that's, of course, allowed. He, again, if you haven't heard the news, Elijah Cummings, yes, that Elijah Cummings, the head of the House Oversight Committee, he passed away today, 68 years old. He was leading the impeachment investigation and inquiry, and for him to turn up dead is, we don't know the specifics. It said long-standing health complications.
I think he'd gone into the doctor. It was only supposed to be out about a week.
Right.
And then, so.
Yeah, this is, that's unfortunate, but now she's moved on to the, it's so, I'm having trouble with it. Like, I mentioned the death of Elijah Cummings. Now let's go to the usual back and forth and tit for tat when it comes to the politicians in D.C. It's just, I don't know how some of these folks do this. Like, they can be so petty and bicker and be so bitter so often, then when necessary, oh, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers.
And then right back at it.
Right. It's just unreal, unreal. But there she's going into, she's proud of Adam Schiff's work on the impeachment inquiry. And again, they have failed to vote. They've failed to vote on an actual impeachment inquiry because they don't have the votes. They continue to, well, play, I think, a very unfair and underhanded game. But they're looking for dirt. And let's be honest, folks, if they find a smoking gun, they find enough people, maybe it'll be the recently ousted John Bolton. You know, the guy who's running national security for the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Nukem. Is like the mustache, the stash. There are rumors that John Bolton could be the guy who's actually going to bring this presidency down.
Let's see.
But then folks who know Bolton well say, we don't think John was happy with the president. We don't think he wants to actually bring down the Trump administration. Who knows, though? I think there's so many people upset with this recent decision to pull troops out of Syria that anything goes at this point. But look who it is. We're all set up. We're all good.
I know. I can hear you now.
April Marie Vogel, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Took me a little longer to get here this morning than expected.
Yeah, did you get stuck in traffic?
I got stuck in a little bit of traffic. A truck decided to go off the road, heading right into Montgomery, so that happened. But we had my daughter's mid-semester parent-teacher conference this morning.
Oh.
And as expected, she's a genius, so
there you go.
We're good.
Expect nothing less.
Yeah, she. I don't know where she gets it. She's excelling in math, which I have zero math ability whatsoever. It's pathetic. It's frightening. You know, all those years in school, the teacher's like, it's not like you're going to be carrying a calculator around with you. Actually, I do, and I thank God for that.
Yeah, it's on our phones now,
it's
too.
It's on our phones. But my daughter, apparently, they do these, tests, so they're supposed to be an engaging, an aptitude, and if she's got any natural abilities. And it turns out she's got some natural abilities, so woot-woot. I'm excited.
That's awesome.
That was my morning meeting, so I would have been here with you sooner, except I was partaking in that.
That's valid.
Well, it's really just been me walking a fine line between sanity and insanity.
Joey's been steaming this morning, I'm glad you're here now.
The whole foreign policy thing over Syria is driving me nuts. The decision by Trump. I like Trump's decision.
Right.
I just find it disappointing is, I think, better word than just being angry, is that Trump wins based on wanting to end wars. There's so many people in both parties who say, we want the wars to end. You poll the American people, they generally don't like these endless wars. And now you make a decision to do it, and the media and a lot of these politicians in both parties just freak out.
You would think he's out there shooting people himself, right? The way they're putting what's happening there on his hands. And at the same point, again, the conservative position, while conservatives are for defense, the conservative position is not to have troops around the world indefinitely monitoring other free countries. But yes, that seems to be what everybody expected and wanted us to do. I hate that Trump is a bad guy for crimes and atrocities he has nothing to do with.
Right. Well, and pardon me, I think it's an imperial state of mind. When I hear people like Lindsey Graham say, and I don't mean like Star Wars Empire, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I got excited.
Yeah. No, we're not the Sith Lords running the world or anything like that. Give in to your anger. No, it's more this idea, when you hear Lindsey Graham or anybody like that say, we have to be the world's leader. We have to be the superpower. We got to be an example. All these words, really, it's just dominating the globe militarily, economically.
I was just going to say, I agree with the fact that we have a responsibility, and there are lots of people who would argue with me about that, about our moral responsibility to other places and other people, but we cannot do that indefinitely. It is not right, nor is it fair to our troops, as individuals and their families, to expect us to police the world.
Well, also, I wonder if you polled the American people, I just feel rude today. But if you actually polled the American people and asked them, who are the Kurds? Most of them would think, oh, that cheese? I have a suspicion that would be the truth.
These days, it's the people that Trump is responsible for all the fighting.
Right.
He's responsible for.
Well, the media is responsible for, the masses not quite understanding because they provide no context. They're giving you feelings and they're giving you emotion. But to be honest, no one's really quite explained the full spectrum of what's been going on for several years and in this endless battle.
I thought of all people, it was Tulsi Gabbard on the debate stage with not much time, actually in a succinct way, was able to say, it's this regime change war in Syria that's led us here today. Now, I think you can, on a tactical point of view, how Trump withdrew, maybe you can bicker with that, but I don't think we have all the information in terms of how dogged Erdogan, the president of Turkey, really the sultan of Turkey, was in going in there and fighting. And when it was Tulsi Gabbard saying these regime change wars, she's absolutely right.
I think she's the only Democratic candidate that that got it, or that kind of understands what's going on.
Everybody else gave lip service to
Biden. Doesn't understand what's going on about any topic.
He wasn't
right
sure
now.
Where he was at.
And he's starting to sound older.
That was so sad. And I love Biden.
Really?
I do. He's like the...
Oh, just as like a guy you hang around with?
Yeah, not as a president, mind you. But if they have to have a candidate, I'd rather it be him than, you know, Bernie.
Mm. Well, fair enough.
Yeah, I take Uncle Joe.
Yeah, but he is like the sleepy, the creepy. He does look sleepy.
I heard a mashup yesterday. I think it was Hannity that did. Somebody did a mashup of like sad sounding sound bites from the debate, and it was like, yeah, he constantly didn't know where he was.
Oh, but I'm so wrapped up in this. Before I forget, Scott Kofor, you need to call 396-5477.
Tell me who he is. Oh, that's...
He's the latest name in the name game. Yeah, Scott Kofor. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores. Two select stores, in fact, from Eastdale Mall. The stores are At Home, $500 there.
I love At Home.
Mm-hmm. $500 to Foot Locker. So you can get, like, good athletic gear and shoes.
And then put them on and go to At Home.
And you need them at Home because there's so much there. So, Scott Kofor, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win that amazing, amazing prize. I think we need to hit a break here. I think we have another guest here. Do a quick business break. The friend, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Great guy. We'll be right back, folks. More news and views after this. April Marie is finally here. I was a little worried about you.
It took me a while.
Well, because there's a crazy story. It wasn't the direction you were coming, but I believe 65 North before Fairview, there was a deadly wreck.
Oh, no.
Somebody in a little red Corvette gotten tangled up with an 18-wheeler.
Like 5 o'clock this morning.
And it was, not to make light of it, it was death.
Wow.
And it makes, you know, I ride around a little sports car. Just wake
is
everybody
that yours
up.
Out there?
Yeah.
Aw.
Oh. Yeah, that's the response I'm looking for. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Don't be yourself. Try to have a good time. Be yourself. Try to have a
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. So, take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm playing this incredibly dramatic music because, well, this is a very dramatic moment. We're talking about real estate here in the River Region. Now, guys, become a friend, I can say on a personal basis, how good they are over at the Goodson Group, in particular managing properties. Without going into too much detail, they helped manage one of the properties I was living in.
That's right.
And joining us now is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. You've heard his voice on radio and his spots. How are you, Bo?
I'm good, Joey. Good to see you.
Good to see you. So I've loved learning about the real estate market, especially Eddie Bader with your team has done a great job of showing me a lot and what's going on.
Right.
But let's do kind of a fun question. If there's like a hot spot in the River Region, like where people are really looking to buy, where they really want to live, could be anywhere in the River Region, where are those homes just going like crazy?
Well, what we've seen and remarked in my spot is the first home buyer is from 120 to 180 is selling really well, that price range from 120 to 180. And if it's fixed up, it's in a good area, anywhere in the Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka area, they sell quickly. And I know Eddie just put something on the market in Bellhurst and sold in a day.
And
we've had one day market examples all this year. So if you put them on the market and they're priced right and they show well, people do not want to fix anything up. They want a key. They want to move in.
Right.
And they don't want to paint. They don't want a carpet. They don't want to do any of that kind of stuff. And the ones that are set up and marketed right sell real quickly. So it doesn't really matter where they are. If they're priced right, they sell quickly.
Well, and there's a lot to whether you're buying or selling, especially though I've watched my dad's pretty gifted in this stuff. And I watched him, and a lot of things I saw him do as he was selling our home we sold a few years ago. This is exactly what you teach people and tell people to do. It's little things can go a long way.
That's
in
right.
In terms of fix up the home, how to do a good open house, these sorts of things.
Right. Well, and some people spend money in the wrong direction. So there are certain items really nationwide that if they spent money on certain items will bring them money back. It won't bring it dollar for dollar, but it certainly does. It does two things. It helps improve the days on the market shorter. And they get more for the property.
Right.
So, you know, painting a house, you'll get 100% of that back. Putting new flooring in, you get about 80% of that back. Putting kitchen, updating kitchens and bathrooms, you get 75 to 80%. That's nationwide statistics. So putting the money in the right place really helps a lot. Cleaning a house, having professional cleaners, it will pay many, many dividends back to the seller.
Now, I've told folks, like, you've given all this experience, this wisdom about real estate market because you've been in this over four decades now?
Starting my 42nd year.
Well, that's fantastic. When you kind of look back and, like, how you got into this, I mean, it's got to be like, I mean, could you have imagined, say, even 20 years ago, you'd be here today?
And no, I could not.
But it's great because you're handing down a lot of that wisdom. You have the real estate school at the Goodson
Correct,
Group.
Correct.
And y'all have a class coming up, right?
We do. We have our new class, pre-licensed class, comes up on November 14th, and it's a 20-week course, 60 hours of training, and it teaches people how to prepare themselves for taking the test to get a license. And a lot of people, probably 30% of our students, don't take the test. They're there to get the information. Because it's a lot of information in a very short period of time, over about a 3-4 month time period. They're getting a ton of information that it'd take them 3 years to get if they went to a college course. So it's a lot of stuff.
Well, what areas are covered? What topics are covered?
We talk contract writing.
Okay.
Tonight we'll be doing property management.
Okay.
And how to create a lease and how to manage your own property and what to expect in a lease and how to make sure you're getting the right tenants and how to qualify a tenant and what's required of a tenant. These are, in fact, I'll do 3 hours tonight. That's okay. What we'll be talking about.
Oh, that's certainly skills individual could use even if they have no intention of getting
Absolutely.
Their licenses.
And we have investors that come to our class that just want to know, what can I do next time for my own property? Even though they're self-managing, they're right. not asking somebody like myself to do property management. So we give them a lot of information about that, and they kind of see the mistakes that they've made by trying to do it themselves. And in some cases, they come back to me and ask me to do the property management too.
Well, and it's one of the best aspects of what y'all do is the managerial services for a property.
Right. Right.
I know some people hesitate because, you know, investing in a rental property because they don't want to be the landlord themselves. But y'all can take care of that in a large way.
Well, what I've seen and I've heard hundreds of times is people are worried about that because they've heard all the bad stories.
Right.
And I've got hundreds of good stories to counteract that with.
Well, and you learn from the bad over the years,
yeah.
and then the good start becoming more frequent.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, it's I can understand, though, why folks would hesitate, but folks can give y'all a call. Is it 551-0225?
That is correct.
And whether they're interested in the school, and April Marie made a great point, you don't have to be going for the test necessarily.
Correct.
It's great if you are, as you just right. told us, Bo, because you expedite the process with
right.
other classes.
Right.
But I think folks should jump at the chance if they're ever looking to learn about the real estate market.
Well, and our class is filling up pretty quickly. We've sent out an email and text this week. People have already called in. And we have about room for about 35 people.
Okay.
So that's kind of the room size. We tried it. Last class we did, we had 41. We were pretty tight. So we're about 30 to 35. So we don't want them elbow to elbow
sure,
in the classroom.
Too crowded. You got to be able to concentrate. Not be
that's
like
right.
just...
Not be fighting for a seat when they come in.
Well, Bo, I appreciate you stopping by.
Oh,
and,
you're welcome.
I love that you're a sponsor here of this program. And like I said, on a personal note, like I think I'm having dinner with Eddie later tonight. I've gotten to know Eddie, certainly, and your team over there. And I can just know being, I'm not going to say too much, but being a customer of the Goodson Group, I've learned how y'all work. Y'all do a great job.
Well, thank you so much. And Eddie is a great guy. He's part of our team, and he's learned a lot, and he's done a lot. He's helped a lot of people. So.
Well, and it's not just Eddie over there. Y'all have a big team.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm partial to him because he's helped me.
I understand.
But it's a whole team over there, including yourself. So.
Well, it's a team effort, and I'm kind of the head of the team, and I do all the training for the agents. But I want them to go out there and do the work and do better with each and every client. So right. we're client-based company versus customer-based. So we only represent buyers when we're showing them, and we represent sellers when we sell their house for them. So we're an advocate for the person we're dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Well, and it keeps the best interest of the client in
well,
mind.
That's the focus. What's important to them.
Well, Bo, again, thank you for stopping by. Folks,
thank
can
you.
Check out thegoodsongroup.com.
Right.
And you can see more about the school, more listings.
Right.
How to get in contact, but also just give a call directly if you actually like talking to a person. 551-0225.
Great. Joey, thank you.
Thank you, Bo.
All right. See you.
More news and views coming back in just a moment, folks.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Industrial production declined last month, down 0.4%. The Federal Reserve says it's the biggest drop since April. However, the decline reflects the United Auto Workers strike at General Motors, and there is a tentative agreement in that dispute. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage this week is averaging at 3.69%, up slightly from the week before, but much lower than a year ago. JetBlue and Norwegian Air are about to be partners, which will let you book on each other's flights. Norwegian's been selling discount flights to Europe, but so far didn't have a U.S. partner, so passengers have needed to go outside the company to transfer flights in the U.S. Skechers says it's won another court victory that says none of its Skechers styles violate Nike's Chuck Taylor trademark. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great fall weather the next couple of days. The kind of weather that we dream about in the summertime, right? Blue skies and comfortable. High temperature today and tomorrow in the lower 70s. Jacket weather tonight. We're talking about upper 40s again. Then as we approach the weekend, all eyes on the Gulf of Mexico. We've been telling you about this system for a few days. Could we see a tropical depression or maybe even a tropical storm approaching the northern Gulf Coast by Saturday? Maybe. We're watching it closely. Risk of showers back in the forecast for the weekend. And this would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet to stay on top of the tropics. Go to the App Store now and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views.
What in the world?
What do you mean, what in the world? You don't like Hypnotize?
I love when he comes back with this.
Welcome back to this.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Is this Biggie?
Yeah. Well, it's just the music to it, though. No voices on top of it, except for ours.
I would like you to start rapping, please.
No, you don't want to hear my flow. You're not ready for my flow. You're not ready for that at all. Ooh. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team. You know, just talking to Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group, you also need a mortgage broker. So give Kim Williams and her team a call if you're interested in buying a home for the first time or refinancing your current mortgage. 567-4223 is the number for Alabama Home Mortgage. Or you can visit them on the web now at Alabama Home Mortgage, all spelled out, alabamahomemortgage.com. She does a great job of helping out vets. I know I was talking to my roommate who's a veteran, and he's on the GI Bill, but He was telling me about how often the bureaucracy of the VA is just too much for people. It's just frustrating and getting responses and getting things done. And just even the smallest hurdle can keep people from pursuing, especially a big decision like getting a mortgage, getting a home. So Kim Williams and her team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage have done a great job of streamlining and making dealing with the VA easy for the veteran. They've are specializing in helping veterans, and they've helped so many around the River Region. I know we have a lot. I come from a family of veterans. So give Kim Williams and her team a call if you can take advantage of those VA loans or FHA loans. Also, with Christmas coming up, it might be time to refinance, have a little extra cash to help supplement Santa this year. So again, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223 or visit on the web, alabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. So you know what? I feel like a silly story.
Ooh, I like silly stories.
It's not that silly. I was telling Frisco over here about it earlier off air. Has to do with North Korea.
Okay. Well,
I think this is pretty serious, honestly.
Silly story with North Korea. All
it's
right.
Serious, but my God, when you look at the photos, it's... I laugh.
I just threw one of my children's balls at Frisco while he wasn't looking.
Is there candy in there?
No, it's just a ball pit ball. Go ahead. Oh. Sorry. This is what happens when you bring a mother on air.
She's got this bag with all these toys.
I literally have this bag, and I just threw a ball at Frisco.
Awesome.
Okay, so the headline is Defiant Message.
What as in the North hot, Korea, holy?
Defiant Message is North Korea's Kim rides white horse on sacred mountain. Look at that.
Look
fat
at that
little
beautiful horse.
That must be a big horse.
The horse is beautiful, but... Oh, my.
It is the most well-fed, breathing thing in North Korea.
Please tell me you're going to put this on your Facebook page so other people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, I can put it on my Book of Faces page.
Yeah. You guys got to go to Joey's page, like Joey's page, and see this story because he's going to have this picture.
I've seen him on this horse, though, before. Doesn't he get on this horse before he...
It makes any big decision.
He does a photo shoot on this white horse before he makes any big decision. So this is why I think this is important. I think he's going to make a big decision pretty soon about something.
Right, and some people are saying, oh, it's ominous. It could mean he's going to try to break bad against the Trump administration and fire off another, like, long-range ballistic missile or something. Or it could mean... One person I heard speculate, some people are saying that they could fire off an actual space rocket.
Ooh.
Saying, yeah, we're still technologically advanced, but we're not going to try to blow anybody up. We just want to go to the moon.
Everybody wants to go to the moon.
Who doesn't want to go to the moon? Are you one of those folks, April Marie, that doesn't think we went to the moon in the first place?
No.
Good.
No.
How about you,
Frisco? There are not a lot of conspiracy theories I buy into.
I actually love conspiracy theories, but I do believe that we have been to the moon.
Okay, I am good. From the Space Coast. I'm from Titusville, Florida,
okay.
Which is the Space Coast of Florida, if you're not familiar. That's why if you call me, my phone number starts with 321, because we changed our... phone numbers to 321 liftoff. So you can, when you look down at your phone, if it's a 321 number, that's me calling or somebody from the Space Coast.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. That's actually.
So, yes, we went to the moon and, you know, NASA rocks.
So it could be mean anything. This Kim Jong-un straddling a white stallion next to a sacred mountain sounds like an anime. Or of some sort.
If you get a chance, folks, Google it or go to Joey's Facebook and just look at the pictures. They're stunning. Yeah.
Joey, put that on your Book of Faces.
I will in a moment. In the photos released by state news agency for North Korea, Kim is seen riding alone on a large white horse through snowy fields.
Couldn't have been alone. There's photos.
Yeah, it's obviously
it's
propaganda.
It's definitely staged. No, I do love... I don't like the North Koreans. They are... Really, it's like 1984 Korean style. It's not a good place to live by any means, and that's putting it mildly.
There's something about, though, like riding in on this horse. Putin's got a shirtless photo.
Oh, yeah.
It's been circulating on the internet for
years. He's a man's man. Say what you will about him.
Yeah, that photo is comical. I've seen so many heads
like,
on that
I'm
photo.
I'm so masculine. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. I care about Mother Russia so much, I would kill for Mother Russia.
I don't know if I want to see President Trump shirtless on a horse.
I don't ever want to see President Trump shirtless anywhere under any circumstances.
But I have to read a quote here from the North Korean news agency.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Quote, his march on horseback, and I don't know how you say the name of that mountain. I'm not, conversant in Korean.
is a great event. It's a sacred mountain of weighty importance in the history of the Korean Revolution. Having witnessed the great moments of his thinking atop this mountain, all the officials accompanying him were convinced with overflowing emotion and joy that there will be a great operation to strike the world with wonder again and make a step forward in the Korean Revolution.
Wow.
Wow, they really know how to woo through this up.
It's like a romance novel or something.
Right? Like a Harlequin novel.
You could change the words out a little bit.
I mean, but he doesn't exactly meet the standards of like a romance novel stuff.
But look at that photo. I have to put that.
The horse is amazing.
It's beautiful. That is a beautiful horse.
What is that, a Clydesdale?
No.
Well, it's a North Korean white.
Is that a unicorn?
Is it a unicorn?
They've claimed to find them.
A pink unicorn, like my daughter's soccer team. I try to fit that in every time I come on air, if you haven't noticed.
The pink unicorn?
I do.
I think I remember that.
I do.
But here's, again, my frustration's coming through. Say Trump gets a deal with North Korea. Say this is not a bad omen, but a good one, that Kim's going to deal with Trump. Like, he's preparing...
Nothing will be good enough.
He's preparing the people of North Korea. No, I think it'll be even worse than that. But he's preparing them by riding on his white steed. And they're, you know... People are like, okay, he's about to do something big. And he makes a deal with Donald Trump. And then, all of a sudden, you know what I bet some people will say? Election interference! Foreign election interference! How dare the president make a deal with Kim Jong-un just so he can win re-election?
Did Kim Jong-un just kill his brother?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that like a minute ago?
Well, it's tough being a dictator. You gotta watch out against
two girls
brother.
Who thought they were on a game show or something crazy. It's a phenomenal way to murder somebody.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely nuts. But let's go to the phones. 272-9228. And talk to Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, at least he didn't have his shirt off like Putin.
That's what Frisco said. Yep. That's a frightening photo.
You, the young lady that I forgot your name, you said you're from Florida?
I am, April Marie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You wouldn't happen to be one of those great Florida Gator fans, would you?
I went to Florida State, so I'm a Seminole.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you know, one day y'all will get a football team again. But anyway.
Jim's a Florida.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Gator.
We're in the rebuilding years. It's just taken a few more seasons than we anticipated.
Yeah, well, okay. I've just had to mess with you a little bit. Joey, two things. If Donald Trump had left the troops there and gone to war, you think that he'd be getting lambasted by the Democrats right now? Oh, you brought us in the war. He's trying to, you know, it was a lose-lose for him as far as the Democrats.
Exactly.
It didn't matter what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they called him a war hawk and a warmonger, and he brought us in. He's going to destroy it. So, you know, he's doing the right thing. Anytime you can avoid war, you're doing the right thing.
I agree.
Second thing, I was watching Miss Nancy this morning, and of her talking, and I mean, I can't hardly stand it, but I was hoping somebody would come up behind her and pour a bottle of water over her head, and she would start screaming, "I'm melting! I'm melting!"
I'll get you, my pretty.
She kind of reminds me of the Wicked Witch of the West there. But, you know, they told a lie. They lied about that meeting with Trump yesterday.
Of course they did.
They interviewed a guy on Fox that was in the same meeting. He said that never happened.
Well, and a Democrat interviewed on MSNBC, Jim, on Chris Hayes' show, said, yeah, they claimed it was a meltdown, but it seemed like Trump as he usually is, which was probably the case.
Yeah.
And I do believe it, though, that he called Nancy Pelosi a third-rate politician.
Sure.
Well, I can believe that.
He loves to do stuff like that.
That's what they do. They, Pelosi and Schumer, they go into those meetings already with their minds made up. They're
Absolutely.
Not going to accept anything he says, and then they're going to lie about it. So, believe me, this is going to... something's going to come out, because the closer we get to the election, they're going to have to pull the trigger on this impeachment thing.
Oh, they have to. They're boxing.
They have to do something, and then it's going to blow up in their face.
I think I agree with you. I will say, though, it's possible that if there's some smoking gun, you get enough smoke, and they really push public opinion. But here's the thing.
Even like this Gallup poll, the Drudge Report's highlighting, most of the gains come from more Democrats wanting impeachment and removal and some independents. But actually, Republican support for impeachment and removal has gone down. And I don't think you're ever going to remove this president with no Republican support.
No. Well, it's not going to. The thing is, the Senate is the one that's going to decide, and it's not going to happen. I saw a map yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. I was watching Fox. They had a map up there of what would be if there was the election was held today, the state that would go red and blue. Good gosh, there was just a few blue states. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing turns out to be a landslide. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and
Trump
really takes. I think again, his poll numbers are underreporting. Like just before the 2016 election, I don't think it was just a fluke, and Hillary was unpopular though she was. But it was. I think people are fundamentally misunderstanding how Trump appeals to folks, and the constant negativity around supporting Trump makes people shut up.
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah, it would be. I tell you what, that evening when Trump does win, and it's by a large margin, MSNBC is going to be a mass Harry Carey ceremony there in their studio. You know, it won't just be Rachel crying. They'll be jumping out of the windows. And, you know, it's unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jim, and I'm glad you share my frustration. I feel like I've just been venting up here all morning. And so I'm glad there are others out there that I can commiserate with.
Well, the people that do all the, as they say, the working and the bleeding and the dying and they're not fooled by this junk that's going on with the Democrats.
Well, I appreciate
the people that run this, you know, that really do all the work in this, because they're not fooled. It's not going to work, Democrats. And I'm not related to that other Jim that called in yesterday I guess he's the Yankee guy, whoever he is, that called in after me.
Oh, yeah, we remember him.
Mr. Little.
And he's more than welcome to call back. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I just wonder where he's from. He can't be from down here.
Earthworm Jim.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
Go Noles.
Get it out.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Yeah, go Gators, bye.
Bye, Jim. Nice one. You know, Jim's call there talking about the election and polling around impeachment got me thinking something I noticed last night. In the impeachment polling for Gallup, there's still like 2-3% that say no opinion. Where are my no opinion people at? When a pollster calls you, especially if you love Donald Trump, please, folks, make a vow to me now. Just say, I have no opinion.
No opinion.
It's just great. It drives them nuts. It's like, wait, I know you have an opinion. Nope, no opinion, no comment.
No opinion.
I'm not informed enough. I go to Walmart and they smell bad. So, you know.
Just I love pretend. Polls, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I love doing polls. People call me.
You like doing polls?
No, like, so I'll get a call. When I'm called, I will go all the way to the end. And I'm like, if they put the disqualifying questions at the end, like, do you have anything to do with media? I do, actually. I just wasted 15 minutes of your time. And I always say, so, I'm sorry, who are you calling with? What firm do you work for? And who paid for the poll? And I'm that person. Sit down. It's going to be a while.
See, I use my media card right from the get-go. No. I'm in media. Leave me alone.
No, I love it. I love it.
It is fun to mess with folks. Now, I am the type.
That's a very poorly written question.
Well, that's a very leading question. You're kind of assuming the answer you want in the question itself. But I am the type of guy, though, if like a Jehovah's Witness or anybody like comes to evangelize me at my door, I'm like, come on in, Mormon. Yeah, I love Mormons. I really do.
When I had more time, I would do that. Now I'm like,
yeah,
I
got the kids.
I got nothing.
But it's too much fun. Too much fun. Let's quickly go to Tom. 272-9228 is the number. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Joey?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Tom.
Great. I'd like to know I was watching on Fox where this young girl was interviewing this Trump guy. and he had the Trump hat on at one of his rallies, mm-hmm. and somebody come up and spit on him.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
I don't think I did.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, she was a real nice girl doing her job, and the guy was real nice. He had the Trump hat on, and all of a sudden, the girl looked. Somebody was walking out. It didn't show who doing it.
It was live? That he was.
Yes, it was live.
That's the tolerant left for you.
And for real, and what happened was the guy didn't do nothing. I think he was about in his 60s, middle 60s. And he was real nice. He didn't even do what I would have done.
Well, I'm sure. I know you, Tom. You would have fought.
Oh, that guy would have had to kill me, but it didn't show who done it. All right, then after it happened, he just wiped it off and he laughed. You could see the...
I'd rather get punched. Just go ahead and punch me.
Right. Yeah. I just grinned. And about that time, there was this black kid with dreads. I'm not saying he done it. I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, oh, I'm just wanting to take a picture of that hat.
Okay.
And but I was wondering if y'all ever seen the one that the kid, I know they had to have seen.
Well, Tom, let me tell you something. I cover a lot of news. I consume a lot of news, a lot more than I bring on air and present on air. At a certain point in the day, I have to just, I need my sanity. I need some peace of mind. So, no, I usually refrain from watching, like, these folks just fight in the streets or spit on one another. Though I agree with the room here that I'd rather be hit or kicked than somebody's bodily fluids.
I have such a strong averse reaction to saliva. It's almost unnatural. I found out they were bobbing for apples at the school fall festival next week.
Oh, no.
And I am so opposed to this. I sent the festival organizer links about how disgusting bobbing for apples is.
Could have seen how nice this guy was.
Oh, I would not have been nice.
I couldn't have either. I mean, that kid would have had to have killed me. If it was this black kid, I'm not saying it was, but he was right there. But I was just wondering, would have bet $1 million that Jerry would have seen it on the internet, but which guy done it?
We'll look into it, Tom. We'll get to the bottom of it. Thank you for the call.
I didn't even think about the bobbing for apples thing. That is pretty gross.
It is the most disgusting.
I didn't even think of that.
You guys, this might explain why I'm single at 38, is I don't open mouth kiss because I hate saliva that much.
I was going to ask, but you just said it.
But yeah, in case you're wondering why I'm so single. No, for real, bobbing for apple, but if you spit on me, I have never in my life hit somebody. It would actually be very entertaining to watch, but spit on me and spit on me. I will hit you.
Well, and
you have been warned.
She's got her bail money set aside.
And one of the great things about learning about wrestling, that's a universal side of disrespect.
In life in general.
You could be in Japan, not speak a lick of Japanese, you spit on somebody, everybody gets it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why we should not condone children. Some things I'm all for, you know, like dangerous playground equipment, playing in the dirt, all sorts of things. Bobbing for apples needs to go away. Too much saliva. It makes me sick thinking about it.
Ew. Anyway, and also in all seriousness, I try not to highlight these ridiculous...
Oh, the antics.
Yeah, the antics on both sides. Like, people do this stuff, and let's not define ourselves by the crazy, so
I agree.
And some people aren't crazy. They just get caught up in the moment, whatever. But it's not... Let's not define our parties in that way by those crazy events. Certainly not just random violent events. We do have to hit a quick break here. Again, they brought the first hour to us, but I want to remind folks about Dan Black Studios.
Ooh, tell me about Dan Black Studios.
Well, for instance, I think you're lucky because you're raising kids here in the digital age.
Uh-huh.
Back when I was a little kid, my folks had the camcorder going all the time, whether sporting events or me banging at the old electronic keyboard or whatever, playing music, hanging out in the hot tub. There are all these home videos, and I get to see birthdays, and it's all on this tape, though, that's deteriorating. So we went.
Oh, yeah, you got to get them moved over.
And that's exactly what Dan Black Studios can do for you. But not only that, for News and Views listeners only,
mm-hmm.
if you tell Dan Black
you get
Studios.
A discount?
Yeah, 55% off VHS to DVD.
That's a deal.
It's a huge deal. 55% off, more than half. I can do some math. So check out Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 55% off VHS to DVD transfers. They also provide those, say you're starting a business, or maybe you're trying to get big on social media or YouTube or something. They do website design, video editing, training videos for employers, and television commercials. So when you're thinking of any video services, but especially trying to take those old analog memories you have on tape and bring them into the digital future, call Dan Black Studios, 279-6036.
Can I give a random tip for parents? If you are taking videos with your phone, put the phone sideways. Think about how your TV hangs on your wall. That's the way you want to record.
But I was going
to
post it on Snapchat for the youngins.
No, take your phone, turn it sideways, look at every TV you've ever seen. How is the picture laid out?
There you go.
There's your April Marie video tip of the day.
Appreciate that.
Frisco's like, hey,
I'm just like, wow.
Wow, who would have thought?
Take the video. James Spann appreciates that too, if you're going to send pictures of a tornado.
Okay. Huh. That's useful.
I like the tip. 272-9228 if you have any more tips.
That way.
272-9228 if you want to talk to us. More News and Views after this very quick break.
I need some Seminole fans calling in.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I told you it'd be a quick break. Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark here. Jack Campbell.
I missed
Campbell.
You anyway.
Yeah.
All of our adoring fans in this
And I miss Jack. He's on vacation. Or actually, it's more like assignment. Some work thing in Texas. He'd be gone till... He'll be back Tuesday morning on the show.
Aww. He's on location, not on vacation.
Right. Something like Jack would say. But 272-928 if you want to join in. And that's what... Is this Heath or Keith?
Heath,
how you doing today?
You know me, man. I took pictures of you.
Yeah, you did.
I took pictures of you in a creepy way?
No, it was a wedding.
Heath, there are some things we don't talk about on air.
Well, you're revealing more about yourself than Heath here in this moment, Avery.
Hey, Joey, I was just calling to let you know the video the guy was talking about is on Infowars.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Later.
Nobody wants to see that. Saliva, spit, ew. Don't hug somebody today.
You don't want to see Alex Jones talk about people spitting on other people?
That's a good Alex Jones.
Really? No, my favorite Alex Jones moment is when Charlie Sheen was going crazy a few years ago. You know, the tiger blood.